So this is Texan Blonde doing Penny's Valentine questionnaire. Yes, you will hear birds in the background because it's kind of early. I woke up not too long ago. I also apologize in advance if there are any airplanes. I'm not really going to edit that out. This is a questionnaire, so I'm making it kind of a raw thing. But anyways, I think Valentine's Day is actually a great excuse to spread love. I know, I mean, it kind of is a lame commercial holiday because how we manage to market it and make so much money off of it surprises me, but I think it's a great excuse to spread love. But I also I guess am that person that like loves everyone, so kind of easy for me, and I like making people happy. I have never received a memorable gift on Valentine's Day. Actually, I've never really had anyone to celebrate it with, so I've never gotten anything. I've never gotten the giant teddy bear and, you know, bouquet of roses and whatnot, but that's fine because I'm not, I mean, it's cute, but kind of unrealistic at the same time. What is a gift I would like to receive? Wow, the birds are getting louder as I'm talking. A gift I would like to receive? I'm simple. I do like flowers, so flowers are nice. Specifically, I love sunflowers and baby's breath, but that's just me. I mean, I don't like roses. Like, roses are pretty, but I'm weird in the fact that I really hate the way roses smell when they start to die. Like, is that, I'm sorry, I feel like that's so weird for, like, this happy little questionnaire, but, I have a bad sense of smell, and that is something that I can smell very vividly, and I really don't like it at all. If someone told me I could replace Valentine's Day with my own holiday, with, like, my own specific holiday? I don't really know. It would probably be something similar to Halloween, because I love Halloween. Wake up as Cupid. Oh, see, this is such a sweet question, but I don't know anyone, like, well enough to pick them to, like, intertwine their fate forever. So just two people who have crushes on each other on GWA, I guess. I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all. I really am. But I haven't even been here that long, so, yeah. If you could receive a sexy Valentine from anyone in the world, famous or not, who would you choose? Oh my goodness. from anyone? I don't know. Hot actors, I guess. Maybe that's just me. Gosh, not, I feel like I need to be specific. The obvious answer is Jensen Ackles. Who else? Oh, okay, this is gonna sound so weird, but I feel the need to be honest with y'all. I have, like, I don't want to say it's weird, I don't know, I just think it surprises people, but I have a celebrity crush on Keanu Reeves. I freaking love him. I don't know why, but, like, Constantine, the Devil's Advocate, John Wick, which the second one is going to come out. I'm so excited. That's what I'm going to be spending my, well, not my actual Valentine's Day, but my Valentine's Day weekend, I think, because I think it comes out right before then or right after or something like that, is seeing John Wick 2. So, yeah. What's your favorite song about love and why? This is hard. There are so many different songs about love, and they're all different. I guess one that I like, it's a slower song, it's called Wrecking Ball by, oh my god, now I'm going blank. This is ridiculous, I need to look this up. I hear this song on the radio all the time. By Eric Church. Yeah, Wrecking Ball by Eric Church. It's a really sweet, slow country love song. And then, what else? There's, like, this one that's been playing on the radio that's more of a pop song, I guess, but I'm young, so I like it. Let me look it up. I don't know how I forgot this. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I guess I didn't necessarily forget. I just didn't want to mess up when I'm answering this. But it's called Bad Things by Machine Gun Kelly and Camila Cabello. I guess that's how you say her name. I don't know. I'm awful at pronouncing people's names. But yeah, I like that song a lot. And I totally wish I could sing it, but I can't because I cannot sing. In your head, pick someone. Oh, gosh. I can't pick someone specific. I love so many people on here. Well, I will say I love so many people on here because that is true. That is who I am. But I'm getting to know people. I'm finding more people who I specifically like, just their voices, obviously. But not that it has anything against other people because, I mean, everyone on here is so creative and just the dedication to do what everybody does on here is amazing. So really, I'm gonna aim this message towards everyone. But I hope that everyone has a lovely, wonderfully fun and sexy Valentine's Day this year. There's no reason for you to be unhappy, I guess. I mean, even if you're alone or single or, you know, whatever. I know we all have our different like ways of being on here and support for each other. So like don't feel like you need to feel lonely, if that makes sense. You know? Because if not, I'm pretty sure there'll be plenty of audios put up around Valentine's Day for everyone. So you could just listen to those or, you know, whatever. Anyways, I feel like this is boring and I don't know who actually listened through the whole thing. But yeah, so those are my answers to Penny's Valentine questionnaire. Thank you for listening.